It's the end of a saga that stretched for nearly two decades. A house that was never supposed to be built. A legal battle that refused to go away. And now, finally, a state takeover. This week, Meath County Council took possession of a €1 million house built without planning permission, bringing one of Ireland's longest-running planning disputes to a dramatic close. It's News Talk Daily, I'm Ciara Doherty, and today we're telling the full story of a so-called illegal mansion built in County Meath. From the moment it was built through the years and years of court battles, appeals and last-minute interventions, right up to the High Court order that ended it all. So how did it come to this? Why did the couple involved build this house without permission in the first place? And what does this case say about Ireland and how it enforces its planning laws? Well, I'm joined now by Amy Molloy, news and investigations correspondent with The Independent, who has been following this fascinating saga for years and years and years. You are very welcome to News Talk Daily, Amy.
Thanks very much, Ciara.
So let's start with the very latest. What exactly happened in the High Court earlier this week?
Yeah, so it was a dramatic turn of events this week when Meath County Council applied to the High Court seeking to get an order to take possession of the property after Chris and Rosemary basically had failed to comply with a previous undertaking to vacate the house by September 24th in 2022. Now, the council had argued that the couple were refusing to facilitate the demolition of the house. And as you've mentioned already, this has been ongoing for 20 years now. And this was the last attempt by the council to finally put the matter to bed. So taking everything into account, Mr. Justice Richard Humphreys granted the order and he directed that Gardaí also attend the property. So on Monday afternoon, after getting the green light from the High Court, council officials and local Gardaí went to the house and executed the order. And now the house is in possession of Meath County Council after 20 years of trying to get it knocked down.
And the court order would have allowed the council to change locks, to remove any vehicles, any animals or any other property to secure the site fully.
You know, with any repossession case, that's usually the standard procedure. The locks will be changed. Anyone who's in the house will be asked to leave. As you said, any animals or other vehicles or anything on the site will be removed. You know, Meath County Council, in their statement to me, did say that the order was executed and everything went to plan.
And right through the two decades of this legal battle, and it has been going on since just 2006, 2007, they would have had physical control of the house, notwithstanding whatever the judgments were. This effectively ends that.
It does, exactly, yeah. So, you know, even though the house was built without planning permission, they did still own the property. It was their home. They had invested a significant amount of money into it. But now, because they have failed to comply with the demolition order, the council has now taken over control of it, essentially. And the next step now will be to finally carry out the demolition after all these years.
So where exactly is this house, Amy? What kind of property are we talking about here? Can you paint a picture for News Talk Daily listeners?
So the house is located in a part of County Meath called Faulkham Hill, just outside the village of Bohermean, which itself is about 8 kilometres outside Navan Town. So it's quite a rural area. I'm sure many of your listeners have probably at this stage seen a picture of the property, and it's safe to say it's a very impressive house. Now, initial court reports had said that it measured around 588 square metres, which is 6,200 square feet. But recent plan applications have said it's around 526 square metres. So either way, it's a lot bigger than your average house. It has 5 bedrooms, 2 living rooms, playroom, office, multiple bathrooms. The outside house has a kind of stone cladding exterior, and over the years, the Murrays have invested a lot of money in landscape, and also the gardens are also quite impressive. They had also used some of the land nearby the house for agricultural purposes. And I think there were around 30 cows in the field near the house also, as I mentioned earlier. From sources I've spoken to in the property industry have indicated the house, based on just looking at the outside alone and the exterior, it has to be worth at least 1 million euro. So it's a very impressive house, and some people have described it as a mansion, others have described it as a mini mansion, but yeah, bigger than a lot of houses you'd see in rural Ireland for sure.
Yeah, definitely bigger than your typical rural dwelling. You say 526 square metres. For context for people, that's about 4 or 5 times the size of your average semi-D house in Ireland. So it is substantial. And from the photographs that I have seen, it is this large two-storey detached house, very wide and bulky, maybe not that tall, that lovely stone-clad exterior. It's on a beautiful piece of land, really mature hedging all the way around it, lovely well-established trees, beautiful gates, lovely stone wall, really expensive stone wall. I mean, it's visually dominant, isn't it?
I think what's interesting actually is if you try to see the house from the public road, as I understand it, it's not actually visible because over the years, the various trees and vegetation and stuff that's been planted have grown and you can't actually see the house, but the pictures have been online now for a number of years. And yeah, like it is a very beautiful property with expansive gardens, and it's the kind of place that anyone would dream of calling their own, I suppose, to live in.
And it was the dream of a couple, Chris and Rose Murray. Tell me about them, because they're really, I suppose, central to this story.
Chris and Rose Murray actually met a number of years ago while both of them were working in London in the 1980s. Chris, he also goes by the name Michael, is a plumber by trade, and he would have grown up in County Meath, actually very close to where they ended up building their home. Rose is actually a nurse who's originally from County Kilkenny. So the pair met in London, they hit it off. And I think around the late 1990s, Mr. Murray's father ended up passing away, and they decided that they wanted to move back home to be close to his mother. That's kind of where this all started. They moved back to Meath, and they then went in search of a site where they could build a house so that they could have their own home. That search and their subsequent efforts to build a home is really what led to all this unfolding.
All right. So Chris Murray himself has really strong local roots, family there, would have gone to school there, would have played GAA there, very much known and established in the area.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think he actually had just grown up right across the road from where they ended up building the house. And yeah, as you said, he was in the local school. He would have played sport growing up. He had significant ties to the area. And, you know, while they were working in London for a number of years, the plan always was for them to return home and to set up roots there and to start their own family. They married in 1999, and soon after they started a family of their own. After having, I think, 2 kids, that's when they decided to try and build their own house. And that's what led them looking for various sites throughout the county to put in planning permission for their own home.
So tell us about that journey. As you say, they were renting in the local area. They wanted to build their own house, as many people do in rural communities. The first thing to do is, if you can't find a house you like, you go and see if you can find a site, preferably one with planning permission, but a site that you think you can build a house on. And that's what they did. Bring us through that.
It was around 2004. They bought a plot of land in Ongenstown, which is also in County Meath. And they applied for planning permission for a 2-storey house. Now, unfortunately, this was refused because the council had concerns about urban overspill and that there were too many houses being developed in this part of the county. Following this rejection, they ended up finding another site in Allenstown in County Meath. Again, they applied for planning permission, this time for a bungalow. But this was also refused because the council had concerns that it was too close to a bend on the road and that the entrance would cause difficulties, and there were safety concerns around this. Then around 2005, 20 acres of land actually became available in Falcon Hill. Now, this was right across the road from where Mr. Murray grew up. So I suppose there was, you know, that sentimental side of things. It would have been close to his own family. For them, it was absolutely ideal. But at this point, they'd already been refused planning permission twice. So They wanted to try and make sure that there wouldn't be any issues if they did proceed with buying this plot of land. They had two sons. Rose is also pregnant with their third. On the back of this, then, this is what they told me now. They arranged a meeting with a planning official and a senior councillor, called out to the site and basically asked, you know, can you envisage any issues with us getting planning permission here? They said that they were assured verbally no, that there would be no problems. They bought the land, applied for planning permission for a 283 square metre dormer bungalow. However, they were refused. And there were three main reasons for this refusal. Now, one of them was an apparent sterilisation agreement. So the family who had sold them the site had been granted permission to build two houses in the same area. However, the council had argued that this had been done on the condition that they would sterilise the remainder of the land. So this basically meant that no other houses could be built there. So the Murray said that they were not made aware of any sterilisation agreement. They didn't know this before they bought the land. But the council also refused them for two other reasons. They said that they had concerns about density, basically that this was, you know, a non-service rural area and they didn't want too much development here. They also had concerns about wastewater, and they believed that building this house would lead to excessive concentration of wastewater treatment systems. So for those three reasons, they were refused. Now, instead of taking that refusal and appealing it to An Bord Pleanála, now called An Cumhuisín Pleanála, they took a different approach, and they decided to go and build a house anyway, except the house that they ended up building was twice the size of the one they were refused planning permission for.
Right. And that gets us to the point that we are at now. But there was a long, long journey to get to that point. I suppose their strategy perhaps was to build now, seek forgiveness later, hope once the house was up that they could get retention.
That's it, yeah. And I suppose it's important to stress that they're not the first people that have done this. Since I've been writing about this story, you know, I've put in queries to local authorities across the country just to see, you know, has this actually happened before? Like, have people built full-on houses without planning permission and then sought retention? And it has happened. And, you know, in some cases, people actually have been granted retention after they've done this. Now, the houses that were granted permission may not have been on the same size and scale, but yeah, they're not the first ones to do this. And well, I don't know, maybe they'll be the last now after people have read the story and seen how much they've incurred in legal costs and the stress and stuff. You know, retention permission, it is a process that's used by a lot of people, whether it's building a house. You know, people have built extensions without planning permission, log cabins, and then subsequently, as you said, they've built first and then asked for forgiveness later. And sometimes that works out for people, sometimes it doesn't. And in the Murray's case, it definitely did not work out in their favour.
So given the scale of the house, it'll come, I suppose, as no surprise to people to hear that it was a member of the public who saw this house, who saw this property, who was aware that it didn't have planning permission and who reported them.
Yes, yeah, so I think it was around start of 2006 that they applied for planning permission. This was refused. Within a few months, really, the house was erected just before Christmas in 2006 when the house was fully built. A few months later, a member of the public saw this big, massive house in the middle of Faulkin Hill and obviously went on Meath County Council's website, tried to search for any planning applications and realised that there wasn't any permission in place. They contacted the council to report this. Now, when it comes to breaches of planning law, I suppose that the standard procedure would be the council will issue a warning letter, give people a chance to comply, and they were told, well, this is built without planning permission, you have to take it down. Once the warning letter is kind of ignored, then they will look to issue an enforcement notice. And if the people don't comply with an enforcement notice, then the next step is legal proceedings. 2007 that the council would have issued legal proceedings seeking to remove this unauthorised development. But this went through the courts for years. There were various delays for various reasons. But eventually the High Court did grant the order and say this house has to be demolished. This decision was then upheld by the Supreme Court in 2017. Then in March 2019, the Murrays basically hadn't left the house. They hadn't complied with the order for demolition. So Meath County Council again issued a motion then seeking to have the Murrays held in contempt of court. So after another year of going back and forth through the courts, in September 2020, they actually eventually decided to give an undertaking saying that they would vacate the house by September 4th, 2022. So I suppose at that point, the council thought, hey, we have an agreement here. They're going to stay in the house for two more years, but eventually they will comply. But as has been the case with this story for the last 20 years, there were a few twists and turns left to come yet.
And as you say, it was 20 years, it's 2026 now. So they have, the Murrays have persisted in trying to battle their way through the court system to ensure that they could somehow retain their house or come to some sort of compromise agreement with Meath County Council. It never happened. Multiple legal challenges. And in fairness to the courts, I think they've been quite consistent, haven't they, in the language they have used to describe what the Murrays had done here. They saw this from the outset as a pretty flagrant, willful breach of the planning laws.
Yes, they have. I think one High Court judge put it as, he said, the Murrays sought to drive a coach and four through the planning laws. The most recent High Court case, Mr. Justice Conor Dignam described their attempts to halt the demolition as frivolous, vexatious and an abusive process. So it's not something that the courts have taken lightly. I think that's safe to say. And some judges have been very strong in their condemnations of what happened. This case, if they had let this house stand, it would have set a very dangerous precedent and it would have sent a message to people saying, look, it's okay to actually go and build a house of this size in rural Ireland without planning permission. And I suppose they had to make a point of the Murrays, and that's why they've been so consistent and persistent with bringing this case through the courts.
Now, you've actually met and spoken with Rose Murray, who said is a qualified nurse, a mum of three boys, who's been caught in this legal battle for the last 20 years. What does she say about their decision, about their reasoning, and how this has impacted them over the last 20 years, and why they have continued to battle this?
Yeah, so I met Rose Murray back in 2023, I think it was. Look, her and her husband, Chris, they both admit that what they did was wrong. She said, you know, if I had a time machine, I definitely would go back and would not even dream of building this house after everything we've been through. But she said the initial decision to do this, it was born out of frustration because they had twice refused planning permission on a different site. Verbally, she said they'd been assured that there would be no issues with the land that they bought, and they finally thought they were going to get to build their dream home. And when this didn't happen, they just went ahead and built the house anyway, and this has been their home for 20 years. You know, she told me they've had wakes in that house, they've had birthdays, graduations. Mr. Murray's mother lived with them in that house for a time. She subsequently passed away during the COVID-19 pandemic. There are a lot of memories for the couple in that house, and she said that they have tried to come to arrangements with Meath County Council over the years as well. They've applied for retention permission 5 times. They've appealed to and commissioned Planalla 3 times. Each time they were refused. You know, they proposed knocking down half this house. They proposed knocking down a third of the house to make it smaller, so it's, I suppose, not as visibly obtrusive in rural Ireland. But at the same time, she said it was difficult for their family. She said when her kids were in the local schools, you know, people would be coming up to them and asking, oh, when are you going to have to knock down your house? And she felt at the start it was a bit of a circus that, you know, you'd see people driving by just trying to get a look at the house. Everyone has an opinion on this case at this point. You know, some people will maybe have a bit of sympathy, but then for other people, the sympathy will fall short because they were refused permission for a 283 square meter property and then built a house that was twice the size. But look, now, they've had to get out of their house. They have to go find alternative accommodations. They had argued that they had suffered enough because they've had to incur, you know, 20 years of legal fees. This case has been heard in the High Court, Court of Appeal, Supreme Court. The legal fees alone must have been eye-watering, but Meath County Council obviously had to stand their ground on this and say, look, you cannot just go and build a house without planning permission in the middle of the countryside. And you know, in all the refusals from Commissioner Planola and the council, they have said to grant retention for this house would set an undesirable precedent, and you have to send a message that you can't simply just build first and then go and ask for forgiveness later.
And as you say, everybody does have an opinion on this case. And the more research I did on this story, the more you could see how divided opinion was. Lots of people saying, yes, this was the right outcome. They viewed this couple as stubborn. Many individuals themselves have had planning permission refused or have had to strictly adhere to very strict planning that was granted. Others saying, surely, given the housing crisis that is out there, given the dearth of houses that are available, a compromise could have been found. What I did find strangely lacking in this story, Amy, was any local commentary on this. I couldn't see any in the local newspapers, radio stations, local councillors and TDs. Very little people talking about it.
Yeah, and just like over the years, you know, I've contacted a lot of locals, you know, local politicians, neighbours that live near the house to try and see what their views were, but nobody really wanted to comment on it. And I think what's interesting, I know initially a member of the public reported them to Meath County Council after they built the house, but through all the retention applications and all the appeals to Commissioner Planola, not one neighbour or person living nearby has ever raised an objection, which I think is very interesting. By all accounts, the couple are very involved in their local community. I know they would have a lot of friends and family living nearby. So it's really kind of divided opinion, to be honest. And as you said, like some people have said, look, they've suffered enough. Jesus, the legal fees would be punishment enough for anyone. Others have said, well, why couldn't they just get a substantial fine, let the house stand? But Meath County Council, I suppose, that they have a job to do as well. And
they now have, you know, full possession of the property. So is demolition now the next step?
Yeah, it is. You know, I have asked the council when they intend to demolish the house. We're not too sure of that yet. But look, it does seem that is now inevitable. I did report earlier in the week that the Murrays had actually contacted the council last year trying to come to some sort of arrangement whereby they would get to stay in the house a little bit longer, then they would agree to transfer the house to Meath County Council, and they had put in a request that the house would actually be donated to a local charity. They had mentioned Pieta House, Down Syndrome Ireland, the Hope Foundation, and I think their solicitors had actually said that the demolition didn't need to happen and that they had hoped that, you know, some good could come from all of this. But I think obviously because it was built without planning permission, that's why the council maybe couldn't agree to let the house stand. You know, as we've said, it's a beautiful home. It's well worth over €1 million. And now it seems that its fate is to be turned into rubble.
Amy Molloy, thanks so much for being here on News Talk Daily. There you have it, a home built in defiance of the system, a legal fight that has stretched over 2 decades, and now €1 million Meath mansion awaiting demolition at a time when thousands of people are without a home. I leave you to decide on the rights and wrongs of this particular case, but I would love to hear from you on it. Do send us an email, newstalkdaily@newstalk.com, or follow me on Instagram @officialkiradee and send me a message. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Until the next time, goodbye.